Proclamation number 3905 of 16th of October, 1946. God Himself as Teacher. Knowledge of the plan of salvation. You can receive strength and grace from me in abundance if only you desire it and open yourselves to it. Thus my Spirit will also be able to work in you according to your desire. And it will guide you into all truth. If you have me myself as your teacher, your knowledge must also be perfect, that is, you must be well instructed in all areas which encompass spiritual knowledge. For if your knowledge is piecemeal, if you don't recognize the correlations, my reign and activity will also remain incomprehensible to you. You will be in doubt and remain without an answer if you seek the answer elsewhere than from me. And thus you must first know about my eternal plan of salvation. You must know about the relationship between the created and the creator. You must first be aware of the fact that everything created must have a purpose. Otherwise the creation would truly not be the testimony of a wise power. You have to recognize the meaning and purpose of the created, because only then will you be able to recognize the Creator Himself, whom His love and His wisdom motivated to let His will become active and thus His omnipotence take effect. Once you know about this eternal plan of salvation, you will no longer lack understanding if you are offered a teaching from heaven, and your knowledge can be expanded in every direction. The upward development of the spiritualism remains the meaning and purpose of everything that is apparent to you, and it is the meaning and purpose of the human being's earthly life. But this ascent development has to proceed within a period of time determined by me, because my divine order has to be observed and this requires the limitation of a redemption or development period. For according to this order of mine from eternity, the stage of development as a human being can only be governed in completely free will. But free will can also oppose my order from eternity, and an increased degree of opposition results in dissolution. Thus a complete striving away from me and thus a rejection of my strength which sustains everything. And if I withdraw my will and my strength from the created being because I cannot supply it with such against the human being's will, this signifies a passing away of the external form and a solidification of the spiritual in it. Something that should freely develop upwards must also have the possibility to resist my supply of strength, because the ascent development must take place in free will. If the will is abused to an increased degree, i.e., if it is active in the wrong direction, then this is a raging against my eternal order, and its consequence is complete earthly and spiritual decay. Then a period of development has to be brought to an end and a new one has to be started again, which begins again in my eternal order and again includes every possibility to come close to me in freedom of will. If the human being knows about the meaning and purpose of creation and earthly life, if he therefore knows about my eternal plan of salvation, he will also understand that these epochs have to repeat themselves and that this will take eternities until all spiritual substances have covered the course of upward development until they reach me. And then he will also know when a state of dissolution has occurred. He will recognize it from humanity's spiritual low when the end of a redemption period is to be expected, for he will know when the law of eternal order is transgressed, just as he will also recognize that I can never ever change this state such that I make the human being's will unfree and thus he has to live compulsorily in my order, but that I must bind his will in a different form. That I certainly leave him the possibility of ascent development, yet no longer as a free being in a human being, but but that I banish the spiritual in matter again, and such banishment requires new creations. Thus also the previous dissolution of the old creations which no longer fulfills their purpose. And this happens periodically, as it has been determined since eternity, for I foresaw humanity's direction of will from eternity, and my plan of salvation is also determined in accordance with it. Amen.